Time After Time is a Cyndi Lauper song. I've never been a big fan of her music, but that only means it doesn't resonate with me in general. She has a big enough audience without me. This song caught my attention when I heard Eva Cassidy sing it in her beautiful, unique style. It has taken me a few weeks to learn because the fingering is complicated. Eva Cassidy is known for her divine vocals, but trust me, she can play the damn guitar. The meaning behind a lyric can create a strong connection to a song. It can help you to form a bond with a singer-songwriter. It lets you know the artist has gone through some of the same things you have. Cyndi Lauper's hit Time After Time is one of those songs for many people. The song was the second single for her debut album, She's So Unusual. It was actually the last song written for the album, but it made a lasting impact on the album and Lauper's career. A TV Guide advertisement for a science fiction movie sparked the idea for the song. Using a simple set of piano chords, Lauper co-wrote the song with Rob Hyman. As the song evolved, for Lauper it became a response to an ex-lover who was lost and in need of help. She can't move forward without him by her side. Over a two-week period, Time After Time was written, recorded, and mastered straight to the album. There wasn't time for a demo. The song went on to become a number one hit in the United States. Here's my version of Time After Time, Eva style. Breaking a big project down into little steps makes it possible to achieve the final result.
If you're lost, you can look and you will find me.
If you're